Hey guys, Brandon Troy Whittington here, and I'm here to talk about a really revolutionary thing that happened earlier this year. I know in the midst of coronavirus and quarantine, we've been a little distracted, and rightfully so, but earlier this January, scientists at Tufts University in Boston and the University of Vermont recently managed to develop a completely new form of life called xenobots, with huge practical and ethical biological implications. Xenobots are living machines built from the ground up by artificial intelligence. Joshua Bongard, a computer science roboticist at the University of Vermont, co-led the study and was recently quoted saying, "Xenobots are neither a traditional robot nor a known species of animal. It's a new class of artifact, a living, programmable organism." So what makes xenobots so special? Well, to understand just how complicated and revolutionary this accomplishment is, it's probably best to go back and talk about how they were created in the first place. Most modern technologies are made of synthetic material. They're easier to design, manufacture, and maintain. Robots are no exception to this. Robot shape, size, and function have all exploded recently, as we've seen the potential for their uses in different industries. There are robots that help with surgery, and robots that play fetch with your dog. There's the Iron Giant, R2-D2, Voltron, Bender from Futurama. The list goes on. But fact or fiction, robots are usually made of synthetic material. And synthetic materials, unfortunately, have a limit to their effectiveness in the body, because eventually, our body will recognize some part of that synthetic construct, say the metal in our robots, and they'll recognize them as foreign, and then they attack them, which could lead to a bevy of complications throughout the body. So, enter stem cells. Stem cells have been used to treat a number of diseases and have led to a development of numerous new life forms. However, our ability to create those novel life forms is currently limited to varying existing life forms or bioengineering organoids in vitro. This is where the scientists at the University of Vermont and Tufts University come in. They sought to create something entirely new, using artificial intelligence. Xenobots are named for the African clawed frog, Xenopus libus. They supplied all the stem cells that these xenobots are made of. Scientists took skin and heart stem cells from the African clawed frog and then isolated them individually. After incubating them, they stitched them back together according to the blueprints of a supercomputer to form a completely new life form that blurs the line between an organism and a robot. The real magic is in the supercomputer at the University of Vermont. It has the processing power of 20,000 laptops working in unison. All of that processing power allows it to run a lot of simulations. Stitching stem cells together to form different tissues in a lab, that's been done before. But testing those different variations of those tissues to find the best possible forms for different functions, that would take years and billions of dollars. But the supercomputer is able to use evolutionary algorithms to blueprint different life forms within a computer model. And then it determines the best possible form for any particular function in silico. That's a fancy word for during a computer model. The task in this study was movement. Within the simulation, it assembled a few hundred heart and skin cells into different body forms. The behavior of the cells was governed by the literal biological constraints and parameters of those cells, such as maximum muscle power of a frog heart cell or structural integrity of a skin cell. The more successful simulated organisms were allowed to reproduce, while the failed ones were thrown away. Eventually, the supercomputer was able to blueprint designs that even we could replicate in a lab. The assembly of the cells that scientists... Destiny made is referred to as Xenobots. Furthermore, a Xenobot is just one functional unit, just like a cell. They're capable of moving and communicating independently or collectively with other Xenobots. Think smart robots in your blood. The heart cells work together to provide ordered forward motion. The skin cells form a scaffolding that holds the structure together. They were even capable of moving objects around in the world after they were constructed. When the environment around them was scattered with particles, the Xenobots worked together, pushing in circles to corral all the particles into one spot. Xenobots have even shown the ability to repair themselves when almost cut in half. Alright, so why should we even care about this? Well, like we mentioned before, most technologies are made up of metal, concrete, and other synthetic compounds. Many of those compounds are harmful to us and our environment. To quote co-author Michael Levin, we can imagine many useful applications for Xenobots, like searching out nasty components or radioactive contamination, gathering microplastic out of the oceans, traveling in arteries to scrape out plaque. They can also be used to transport medicine directly to specific parts of the body. Xenobots are fully biodegradable, equivalent to a few dead skin cells after their protein food source runs out in a week. The ethical debate between creating robots and living organisms has always been a heated topic of discussion in real life and in science fiction. People have a right to be wary of this new biological advancement and its implications on further biological manipulations. Allowing a supercomputer to design life on a microscopic level sounds amazing, but what happens when it learns to design organisms on a bigger scale? Doomsayers say we're one step closer to empowering our robot overlords, but the immediate need for Xenobots and their implications on a microscopic level are still great. They can make huge immediate impact on the front lines of climate change, pollution, and disease. Building on simple organic forms like Xenobots could also lead to beneficial discoveries. To put it simply, we don't know we don't know. Levin was also quoted saying, "If humanity is going to survive into the future, we need to better understand how complex properties somehow emerge from simple ones. The first step is to explore." Xenobots seem relatively harmless now, but there's potential growth for nervous systems and even more complex living systems in the future. Regulations and guidelines need to progress and advance in accordance with those developments. And at the very least, it's important to spread awareness to enable discussion about this topic so that we can stay ahead of any potential risks. Thank you for your time. Until the next episode, peace.